Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guest is Kristen Carfall, Director of Business Outreach and Engagement for the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership. Thanks for joining us for today's Business Spotlight showcasing the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership. The Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership is the voice of the business community providing advocacy and access to people, information, and education. And we're pleased to be joined today by Kristen Carfault, who is the Director of Business Outreach and Engagement at the Chamber. Kristen, thanks for being a part of the program today, and let's have you start things out by explaining that Director of Business Outreach and Engagement role to our listeners.
Sure. So my role here is to lead the business retention and expansion efforts. So what that means is I am out in the community on a daily basis and meeting with businesses to really understand what their needs are and how I might be able to connect them to resources that address those needs. We want businesses to stay in Erie County. We want businesses to grow in Erie County because it's helping support jobs and investment here.
Kristen, it seems that the general public is mostly unaware of the individual and personalized attention that the Chamber can offer local businesses that can greatly benefit them. Would you agree with that?
That's true. Some people aren't aware of our resources. I will say there is no cost to schedule a meeting with me or our other business outreach specialist, Del Birch. And we really meet with any business in the community, regardless of size. It could be a party of one. It could be a company with several hundred employees. Everybody is important here to the community. And if we can do anything to help them navigate the economic development system, we are happy to make those connections as they're just trying to, you know, run their day-to-day operation. And, you know, they don't need to get caught up in trying to figure out solutions that we may be able to pave the way for.
If someone were to come up to you at a function and ask you, what does the Chamber's business action team do, or what can it do for my business? How would you explain to them what the mission of your business action team is?
So I think there's two parts to the mission. The first part is we really want to thank the businesses for operating in Erie County. And secondly, we want to understand a full scope of their needs. The one question that's very important that is always asked is what's keeping them up at night? We want to be able to understand what that is, what their top needs are, and maybe have them prioritize those so we can really do some legwork for them and we can help make connections in really five major resource areas. The first one is capital and finance. So if they need funding for a particular project, maybe it's a new piece of equipment or software. The second area is workforce, and that is really a need across all industries right now. People need to find skilled workers and, you know, think maybe even outside the box on how they can do that, or they just don't know how to navigate that. And that's something where we can really put them on the road to some resources that can help. Growth and support services. This is a broad area, could be anything from assistance with marketing. It could be assistance in human resources. I know we've had some companies that say, hey, I really need to put together a human resource manual. Where do I go? Who do I talk to? The fourth area we can help with is entrepreneurship and innovation. So this might be someone who has an idea for a business or for a product that they would like to make, and we can appropriately connect them with people in the community that can actually take their idea from concept to actual production, which is great. There's a lot of talent in the area, and this is just another one of those ways we can assist. The last area is land and building. lot of my recent visits are businesses that may be looking to expand. They've outgrown the space, or they're looking to be in a better location so they can serve more people. And that's really it. Those five main areas are areas we can really put people on the right road, connect them to the right strategic partners within our network, and really get the help they needed to be successful with their businesses.
Kristen, you did a great job of laying out those five major resource areas that the business action team can assist a business with. When it comes down to it, there isn't a bad question that could be directed at your department, is there?
There really isn't. We could make a very small connection with, hey, I need to learn how to better promote my business on social media channel like Facebook or Instagram. Or it could be something as large as, I'm really having a supply chain issue and I need assistance in looking for another provider for whatever that might be in the supply chain.
Let's switch gears now and discuss the Community Roadshow, which is something that the Chamber has been doing that's really gained a lot of momentum and become quite popular. So explain the Community Roadshow to the listening audience.
The Community Roadshow is when our team at the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership dedicates a day to visiting businesses in a particular community within Erie County. I think there's a misconception that we only serve businesses in the city of Erie, and that's simply not true. We're here to support all of the businesses within the county, and we want to make sure that we're reaching anyone that needs assistance, again, regardless of size. It could be a one-person operation to a large corporation in any industry. The other thing is we're meeting the businesses at their front door. They don't have to come into the chamber office. We want to meet them in their business, really get a good understanding of their needs, address that very important question of what's keeping them up at night, and see how we can make connections for them.
How long have you been conducting the community roadshows?
We've been doing the community roadshows for the past couple of years.
Kristen, tell us about some of the successes you've had in the past with these community roadshows.
Sure. So I think one of the biggest successes is that we were able to put together a focus group as a result of one of the roadshows that we were doing. If we identify some trends that might be happening or common needs that businesses are having, then we might want to gather that group of businesses together to really do a deeper dive and see, you know, how we can work out a solution to address that particular need.
Can you walk us through what a business should expect during a roadshow stop?
Absolutely. So it's basically something that we're doing every day, but we're just really focusing on their community. So we are going to arrive at a business just like we would for any business outreach visit, and we'll come in. I like to sit down and just give them a little bit of background about why we're there, but it's really for us to listen to the businesses. We like to get a good understanding of the business, how long they've been there, what some of their goals are, and how we can assist. I always ask the question, what's keeping you up at night? The other question I really like to understand is what their top needs are. So we have a good understanding, and I'm able to take away some action items where we can make connections for that business so they can solve problems. Again, the businesses are just wanting to be an operation. They don't want to get hung up on perhaps creating a human resource manual or trying to struggle on how to navigate, you know, social media for marketing. We can easily connect them with someone who is an expert in that industry or has knowledge and can really guide them through the process and make it a whole lot easier for the business, which probably saves them a lot of time and in some cases a lot of money.
Are there any requirements for a business to participate?
There are no requirements to participate as a business. The only thing I will say is we want them to set aside time to meet with us and also be open about their challenges. Certainly, we do not share any of our information from the meetings. We only want to take away a good understanding of the businesses and be able to put them in contact with people that can provide solutions. So they need to be open to just talking to us. It is not a formal meeting. It's a conversation. But again, like I mentioned, it's really about us listening and gaining an understanding and just making sure we're taking away the things that we need to set them on the road for success or their next step.
As we've discussed, there is a multitude of challenges that Erie businesses are faced with today. Your business outreach team can help meet those challenges head on. Would you agree that the biggest step they can take to address those needs is to just pick up the phone and call the chamber?
Absolutely. So calling into the chamber, we like to view ourselves as the first stop or the business concierge, if you will. They want to call it, you know, maybe somebody is calling in and they have a challenge and they're looking for additional areas of funding. But the beauty of actually scheduling and being open to scheduling a visit with us is, you know, funding may be on their mind, but through the course of the conversation, well, we really understand that the funding is tied to another resource area. They need funding because maybe they need to expand their workforce or they need to branch into another market. Maybe they're looking to take their product or services to an international market. And so it's really kind of guiding the conversation from that initial need and finding out what else we can help with. Because more often than not, I will leave a meeting with more than one resource area or more than one area where we can make a connection.
Kristen, let's transition now from the community roadshows to what the chamber refers to as a business walk. Explain to us what a business walk is.
So a business walk is when we go into a particular neighborhood of a community and we visit with a number of businesses and talk to them about any issues they might be facing and just really listening to what their current situation is.
How is the information collected used to improve the business climate in Erie?
Yeah, so we're asking, you know, a few questions just to kind of tell us what the current situation is within the business. But one of the differences between a normal outreach visit or when we're doing a community roadshow is we actually have a small team that comes with us. So some of the other participants besides the chamber team would include government leaders and then other economic development partners as well. So I think the goal and the key is when we have government leaders involved, they're really able to get a good understanding of some of the things that the businesses are facing and be able to gain knowledge to take back with them to help craft legislation or different policies.
Kristen, it's impressive to hear about the personalized attention that a business can get, whether it's a business outreach meeting, one-on-one, a community road show, or a business walk. All those programs are tremendous assets that the chamber offers to the Erie business community. If someone is interested in becoming a chamber member or has questions about the roadshow or a business walk or an outreach meeting, what is the best way for them to get a hold of you and your teammates at the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership?
It's as simple as calling the chamber, and that number is 814-454-7191. Or if someone would like to reach out to me via email directly, my email address is kcarfalt@eriepa.com. And that is spelled K-K-A-R-R. FALT, and again at eriepa.com.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Join us again next week as Logistics Plus is in the Business Spotlight.